Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shock! Bombshell! From Doge. Thank God for these guys. That's all I can say. Elon Musk on the stage in Wisconsin campaigning, trying single-handedly to save America, something the entire Republican Party could not do, apparently, before he showed up. Led us to, for the first time in 25 years, a lead in Republican registration over Democrats. We were told it couldn't be done. He's like, eh, built it in 4 months. We tried for 25 years as a party to build that. Couldn't do it. Why? We were wasting money and not really trying. He's really trying. And when you really try, it's amazing what you can do and what you can find. And what Doge just found is mind blowing. This could literally change the course of human history. We found the motherlode. The Biden administration was secretly, deliberately giving illegal immigrants Social Security numbers by the millions. Let me repeat that. Secretly, deliberately giving illegal immigrants Social Security numbers by the millions. Putting them on welfare. Folks, we have the answer this morning to the question. I've been talking about it since last summer when the study, the survey came out. They called up illegal immigrants, Center for Immigration Studies. Found self-declared majority, slight majority, this is 52% of illegal immigrants, is 51 and some change. Illegal immigrants, adults admitted, we're not working. We're here in America, but we're really not working. No, we're not. It's not that they're working under the table. They're not working. Like period, end of memo. How is that possible? Been grappling on this show with that question. How? We got an answer this weekend. They were given Social Security numbers and enrolled in every conceivable kind of welfare. Are you surprised? Now, Doge discovered this by accident. When they went looking for fraud, this is why the Democrats are screaming the way they are. This is why they're burning down Tesla dealerships, firebombs, violence, keying cars. This is the mother lode. So look, this is going to make you mad when I tell you about it, but the good news is this is us finding out and getting a second chance before it's too late. And these people vote us into a permanent one-party system. China is a one-party system. Every totalitarian regime that has ever existed has been a one-party system. That is what the Democrats were trying to create here, and they just got cold busted by Doge. 5.5, almost 6 million illegal immigrants quietly, secretly given social security numbers. Is that legal? No. No, it's not. Okay, this is tech expert and Doge member Antonio Gracias, himself an immigrant, comes from a family of immigrants, legal ones, radical idea, you know. And he's putting all the right disclaimers that I come from an immigrant family. I'm Hispanic. But we can't do this. We cannot. Here's what he found, okay? 5.5 million illegals given social security numbers with, by the way, no background check. And they're finding them 1.3 million over here getting free health care. They're on Medicaid. Just in the door you go.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. Right. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already. Already. That is already happening.
Bombshell. Bombshell. How did they do this? This, folks, these two men are absolute patriots, Elon Musk especially. I don't know how Musk does this. Actually, I do know how. Watch his stock value tank. He's barely even running his companies anymore, trying to save this country from the Democrats and the evil inside.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health Care.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These two, even when they retraced the route of these almost 6 million illegals illegally given social security numbers, snuck in. Antonio Gracias, Elon Musk went to the border. They traced the route. They talked to the agents. They figured out how the Democrats did it. Again, this is illegal. Take a listen.
They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony.
So he's just what he's describing is, okay, when you're an illegal, you show up on a border. Okay, this is how you go from, hey, I just got here, to here. No ID check, whoever you are, we don't care. Here, have a social security number. Oh, and some welfare. Yes, would you like to vote?
They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony under 1325, or they can make it an administrative offense, like a parking ticket, basically. They were told to do that, make it an administrative offense under the last administration. And then you could walk across the border, they do what's called a release your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which to appear to judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see it on immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people, okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country and you've got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form. You get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
Let that sink in. So here's what he's saying, okay? And I'll explain, Alex, because he wonked out a little there. It's actually very easy to understand. You come through the border, they don't give you the criminal charge, right? They give you the citation. They get your name, get you, you know, how to reach you. You're still an illegal immigrant, right? In America, you are presumed to, this has got to change. You are presumed to qualify for asylum until your hearing, where 96, 97% are then told, no, you don't qualify, right? But up until then, you're presumed to qualify. And what he's saying is, look, it takes 6, 7 years. Well, in the meantime, what do we do? Well, you got to support yourself here, have a work permit. And you're an assumed asylee. What have I been telling you for years about illegal immigrants who are presumed asylees? They get a bigger, wider, wealthier welfare package than Americans can get. You're American, you're poor, you're down on your luck, you can't get the package an asylee can get. Why? We did this back during the Cold War. We thought maybe 10, 12 people a year might come from Russia. They wouldn't speak English. We would want them to help us. You know, they would truly be persecuted. Maybe they'd come from China and we would give them this great package of welfare benefits. Well, now this is given out at the border, like, you know, snack cakes. But what they were doing was turning around and giving Social Security numbers to illegals who were waiting to be told they don't qualify and get deportation orders. They then turned around, bam, welfare. 1.3 million of the nearly 6 million alone already on Medicaid. Would it be nice to have free health care? Do you have free health care? I don't have free health care. Health care is really expensive. I mean, even with insurance on Friday, I got hit with $200 for an appointment I had. But I'm an American citizen, so I have to pay. Yeah. What's all this for? What are they doing with this? Here's Elon Musk explaining it like no one else can.
People sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep. No. They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state from which there would be no escape.
No escape. They already got 5.5 million of them Social Security numbers. Folks, if you've listened to me for a long time, what have I pointed out over and over and over again? All of this said in at the beginning of the Biden administration, you used to be able to run the voter rolls against the Social Security Administration records. Everybody would do. You could run the voter rolls, boom. You could do it once before noon, whole voter roll. They removed that. So you could only look one illegal up at a time, one person up at a time, right? That's why. They were hiding that. We got it. We got them. Folks, this is what a second chance at freedom looks like, because they were building a voting class that was going to give them a permanent one-party system. And folks, they only need to vote that system in one time, where they've got the House, the Senate, and the presidency with enough of a cushion to change everything, and it is over. They will remake the courts. Everything gets remade. They will federalize elections. They will all do it at the national level, and it ends. And we caught them. We got it. We got a second chance, but we need to make the most of it. Thank God for Elon Musk.